time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I got to tell you, check out this month's issue of Inc. Magazine. It is the Inc. 500 issue, America's fastest growing private companies. Inc. Magazine, the magazine for growing companies. On the cover, you're going to see 2016's entrepreneur superstars and how they did it all inside. But this particular show is going to be a very, very special show for me. I've been watching a guy now for about 6 or 7 years who is an absolute rock star when it comes to personal growth and helping people to be the best that they can be in business. But it also bleeds into your personal life. The guy's name is Brian Buffini, and it's the weirdest thing. Over these years, I have been afraid to approach him. And the reason why is because he is the person in this world that is the most like me of anybody I've ever come across, but he's better at it than me, Brian Buffini. I'm so happy to meet you because you're a better version of me.
Oh, boy. Don't look in the mirror too often, right? It's a scary thing.
I tell you. Let me give a little bit of background on you for a second. First of all, he came to America from Dublin, Ireland. And I love the story. He thought that everybody in America was a millionaire and that, you know, life is just great and they've popped grapes into your mouth and it's Shangri-La, right? And then, of course, the harsh reality of life kind of hits you in the face. And you were in a motorcycle crash at the age of 19. That was here in the U.S., right?
Yes, sir. I was 3 months in the country. You know, I didn't have big goals. I wanted to come to California, meet suntan girls, and get a suntan. And I'm still pale, and I married an African-American gal. So I think life never works out the way you plan.
It never, ever does. But along the way, you have done amazing, amazing things, Brian. And you guys can check him out. He's got a podcast now, which has gone shot right to number one. It's the Brian Buffini Show. It's a podcast. And I have listened a number of times. I love what you're doing. I don't know whether you're evolving, by the way. And his company is BuffiniandCompany.com. You can check it out. He's in the real estate space. But really, it's more personal growth, even though it is real estate. Yeah. I have nothing to do with real estate other than I own some. My brother happens to have started in real estate and was in ERA. And I know that's where you got your start, ERA Real Estate.
Right. Yeah.
But you guys do these motivational events where thousands of people come, and just to look at the audience, they're all smiling, their eyes are bright, they're shining, they're getting something from you that it seems like so many people that, you know, that are motivational speakers, it's the same thing parroted over and over and over again. But yours, I don't think I've watched two that are alike. Every one of them has a different flavor, it's like you're reading the audience, you're reading the vibes. And I just absolutely love what you are doing. I got to tell you.
Well, that's great. I appreciate it. It's been fun. Like I say, it's all based in some practical, real world stuff. You know, I mean, I got some great foundational principles growing up that were from my father and grandfather and how to run a business. And then, so, you know, I'm a businessman who speaks as opposed to a speaker who has a business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
And so there's a lot of fundamentals in it. There's a lot of how-tos in it, but the dynamic ultimately is people also need to be motivated and inspired. You have to be able to reach people. And, you know, it's amazing the stuff that holds people back. And when you keep tweaking and finding out what you can do to help people, you know, you find kind of combinations that work. And
yeah.
So I have a coaching company. I'm not just on the stage firing people up and then, you know, hey, it's a Chinese meal, and a few days later they're hungry again, you know?
Right.
So we're trying to find out where people are at. I mean, tell you a story. This is a classic coaching story, right? So we have a gal, she's in business 25 years, and she does the same production every year. She does about $5 million in sales, makes about 150 grand, and that's what if she works hard, she makes about 150 grand. If she kind of sloughs off, she makes about 150 grand. So we're involved with her, we're working with her. She starts using the systems. We have a lot of systems in place to go do well. You know, take care of your customers, that kind of thing. And so she starts taking care of business and doing the activities her coach has given her every day. And all of a sudden, she starts flying. Just flying. And about 4 months into the coaching, she's like, the coach is like, what's going on? Because she's like self-sabotaging, which is a very common thing. And the reason is, you know the story, Alan. She's hit her head on the ceiling, right?
Yep.
So what's the story? Well, the coach keeps digging. And sure enough, her mom was the Betty Crocker, stay-at-home mom. You know, how you kept your kitchen and how you kept your house and how you prepared the meals. And she's a busy businesswoman who feels like she's letting that, you know, her family down or whatever. And the house isn't put together. So the coach is like, hey, here's what we're going to do. Now, think about something as simple as this. Coach goes, well, what's overwhelming you? Well, that laundry and the this and the that and my husband. I don't want to let him down. And she goes, would it be okay if we had, what about if someone came in and helped clean up a little bit?
All right, hold that thought.
Oh, my God.
Hold that thought.
What would my mother think, right?
Hold that thought. I'm going to go to the other side of the break. Got to take a little break, pay some bills.
Sure.
These kinds of stories are so real, and they're tangible. And you folks that are listening, these are your stories. And we're going to have Brian on for a whole hour. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to learn. Brian Buffini, The Brian Buffini Show, is his podcast. You're listening to Ink Radio. We'll be right back.
You're beautiful. It's true.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Special guest today, Brian Buffini. He is the chairman and founder of BuffiniandCompany.com. He has a podcast, The Brian Buffini Show. I can't wait to be on it. It's only fair play, Brian.
Yep.
his story is amazing. So I cleared the decks. Actually, we rescheduled the previous CEO of Apple, believe it or not, and he was also CEO of Pepsi, because I think you are this important, your story, because you're an immigrant. You're a guy who came here with nothing, and you are teaching millions of people how to live their lives and do business in a more honorable way. Can I say that? I mean, that's what I love about you, is that you put principles and virtues and values and the simple things. I look at right here, it says three important lessons: trust more, worry less, enjoy the journey. You were talking about a story about a woman who was feeling guilty about her success. Pick it up from where you left off, will you?
So, again, Irish people have an ability to make a long story longer. But this gal, bottom line is, she has this hang-up because she feels like she's not fulfilling what's the kind of the family commandments, you know, not living up to her mother's standards.
Right.
So we help her do something as simple as get someone in to help clean the house, which she fought, which she was, you know, concerned about.
Right.
So finally, the coach gets on, talks to the husband. Hey, can you get on the phone? Are you okay with this? And he's like, hey, it's great. The house is clean on Wednesdays. Well, bottom line is, in 1 year, this guy goes from selling $5 million worth of real estate a year to $25
million. Wow.
He goes, you know, and now her husband actually works for her. He quit his job because now she's got a business.
That's great, isn't it?
You know, so you can give people the how-tos, but it's the stuff that hangs people up. That's what you have to push through. And that's where the personal growth stuff comes in.
Right. Well, I think, you know, it's important to, and the reason why I wanted to spend a lot of time with you is to talk about who you are, how you became who you are, the defining moments for these things that have happened in your life, those aha moments for you. And you have six children on top of everything else, which is, you know, like you were just talking about that woman, the job of being a father. My father always told me, when a baby is born, a father is born. And so, you know, you have six children. That means you have six times the amount of work to have the daughters and the sons, each one needing something different from dad and mom. Your wife, an Olympian. Volleyball. I mean, this. Yeah. So then you've got to stay in shape to keep up with her too.
Oh, no doubt.
But I
got to be in shape just to catch her. By the way,
right? Exactly. I love it. So I want to hear a little bit more about, you know, how you I kind of want to hear your story. When you came here, you got into this motorcycle crash. I've got another commercial going to hit us. This is a national radio show, so we have to pay attention to the commercials. But do me a favor. Start this story of you came here, you were in a motorcycle crash.
Sure.
Go from there. Give me 1 minute on that, then we'll take a break, come back, and go
more. So I'm 19 years of age, riding a motorcycle, getting a pretty serious accident, compound fracture, got gangrene. I was planning on going back to Ireland. And so my first thing was, hey, do you have medical insurance? No, I don't. Okay, we're taking you to a different hospital. And so I had a bunch of surgeries, 13 surgeries the next 2 years, end up owing about $250,000 in bills.
Ooh.
So now I'm 21 or 20 years old. I'm, you know, 7,000 miles away from home. And I have this rod in my leg, which they can't take out. So now I've just got to figure it out. So I was selling T-shirts at the beach. I was actually a security guard at a hotel. Can you imagine a security guard with his leg in a cast and the crutches? You know, it's like, if I can catch you, I'm going to kill you. You know?
Right.
And then while I was doing that, I got my real estate license. And that was really, you know, now all of a sudden I had a chance to do something and really throw myself into it. And I got after it. I applied the principles I had learned in Ireland, you know, from my father and grandfather about how they ran their business. Applied it to my real estate business, and you know, I mean, it's a longer story, but I was a millionaire by the time I was 26. I was debt free.
I love it.
I owned a bunch of real estate, and it's why, like every immigrant, I'm very, very thankful for America. I believe this is the greatest country in the world, and I believe the only people who don't know it are the ones who live here.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Stay with us. You're listening to Inc. Radio. Special guest Brian Buffini. We'll be right back. Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Inc. Radio. Just like Inc. Magazine, on the newsstand, you'll see the Inc. 500 issue. Meet 2016's entrepreneur superstars, all inside Inc. Magazine, on newsstands everywhere, the September issue. Special guest today, my newest friend in the whole wide world, Brian Buffini. He's chairman and founder of Buffini & Company, BuffiniandCompany.com. You should check out his podcast, The Brian Buffini Show. I've been following him quietly in the background for a number of years, loving every minute of it. And all I can say is that if you're in real estate or not, this would be the guy that you should follow, that you should listen to his wisdom, listen to the sweetness in his voice, listen to his stories, and follow the way he teaches, because it's good. And that, to me, is very valuable, Brian. And I just want to say thank you for, you know, being kind of that shining light out in the world, because, you know, real estate agents, they got it tough. Just like car dealers, just like many, many businesses out there. It ain't easy out in this big world. But if you do something special, if you stand out, whether it's your personality, whether it's your smile, whether it's what you stand for, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So maybe it's the moral fiber of that man or woman, that the person that is the customer can hear it, see it, and then believe it by doing business with you. If you can teach us that, and then that's what you guys do with your personal coaches that you have. And I just think the whole business model is brilliant. So when you were getting into real estate, it seems like you found out kind of, wow, this is not what I thought it was. It's not going to be just, you know, people handing me million-dollar checks. Talk about that.
Well, the prevailing thought at the time was that the actual training program of real estate in the mid-late 80s was find them, fleece them, and forget them.
Right.
And I would go to these training seminars that I was supposed to learn, and cold call and door knock. And, you know, I'm all for sales training. It's what I do. But, you know, they say this, you say this, and they say this, and you say this. And it was just 100% transactional, and on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. And I grew up with a philosophy that was put into me as a house painter, which my father and grandfather gave me. And they'd say, can you put your name to that every day? They'd ask you, can you put your name to the work you did?
Right.
Which is, you had to work in such a way that you exceeded the customer's expectation. Didn't matter if they asked you to redo it. We would redo it without them asking us. You know, when we finished the paint job, we used to change the light bulbs and wash the windows so that the paint job would show off.
I totally get it. Because just so you know, by the way, I was a car painter. So even though you were a house painter, again, that parallel line, I used to do the same thing. I would detail the car and even the engine compartment so that when they got there, their car looked so good and they don't even realize that it wasn't just the paint job that was good. It was because we went the extra mile. So right. I'm with you on that.
So I started doing that in real estate and I systemized it. So one of the things I listened to people all the time and I would say George Bush Sr. at the time was – he was being interviewed by David Dimbleby, the great British interviewer, and he goes, what's the number one thing you've done for success in life? And the guy goes, well, the one thing I've done is I've written at least 10 personal notes a day. Mm. That's the one thing I've done for 25 years. To people I came in contact with, people I had a good experience with. And I went, at the time I was living in a little White House, and this fellow's living in a big White House, I'm like, I'm going to start writing personal notes every day.
Yeah.
And started practically thanking people for their business, thanking people for their referrals, thanking people for when they did good service, thanking a waiter, thanking a waitress, you know, whoever. And people like to be appreciated, and that became part of the system. Today, our company produces that stuff for our clients. We produce 2 million personal notes a month. So gratitude, you know, doing that systematically, exceeding people's expectations, providing little marketing pieces that were like, okay, instead of a realtor sending a picture out, I'm number one, here's my stats, I'd go, hey, here's how to protect yourself from identity theft. Hey, here's how to raise your credit score. Hey, the postal rate just changed. Here's 21-cent stamps because the postal rate went up by a penny. So it was always about bringing something of value, giving something, thanking people, appreciating them, popping by, breaking bread, taking someone for a coffee. And guess what? You know, the average realtor was selling 6 homes a year. I was selling 100. And I was young. And that's the other thing I love about America, is that people give someone a chance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened is I would be asked to come to these conferences, and they'd sit on a panel and tell us how you do it. And I was like, well, you know, I mean, I'm doing these real basic things, real small principles. I do it very consistently. And I would sit at this on a panel or be at this conference, and there'd be a line out the door to talk to me afterwards. And one day, my wife Beverly heard me, and she goes, you know, you got a gift for communicating with people. We've been blessed by this business. You need to go do this. And so I said, okay. And again, not normally a good thing when your wife tells you to hit the road, like, but that happened. And I said, okay, now how can I figure out how to do this? So I started researching the speaking business and the training business and the coaching business. And I saw, here's what I did. I took a piece of this and a piece of that and a piece of this and a piece of that. And then I put it in a package that hadn't been packaged like that before.
Right.
And after the races, we went. And now, you know, we've trained 3 million people in 37 countries. It started in just real estate. Now we coach Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is the 16th largest company in the world. We're their coaching company. We have 47 non-real estate businesses we coach. And so this thing is, you know, just over 20 years, you keep doing the right thing. And you have to go through it. You know, you go through recessions and ups and downs and things like that. But we've systemized the process of really taking care of people, exceeding their expectations, providing resources for people how to do that. And guess what? People have told their friends. And
yep.
So we have a very big referral business ourselves. So
well,
what can I say? You know, if a house painter who graduated at the bottom of his class can do it, anybody can do it, right?
Exactly. Well, they can do it with your help, Brian. And I will say, I'm a big cheerleader for you, not being paid by you or anything. I just love what I see. And we're going to continue this conversation on the other side with Brian Buffini. Again, on the web, BuffiniandCompany.com, his podcast, The Brian Buffini Show. You're listening to Inc. Radio, Inc. Magazine on newsstands everywhere. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. You're listening to Inc. Radio. We are here to help you, just like Inc. Magazine, Inc. Media. The Inc. 500 issue, America's fastest growing privately held companies. And number one is the gentleman's right on the cover, Chris Davis. And these companies are amazing. His growth, 66,789%. His story's on page 25. Check it out in Inc. magazine. If you want to grow your business, you probably could use this man's help. His name is Brian Buffini, and he does a fabulous job. I love telling people about other people that make the person I tell them about smile once they go, Alan was right. Brian Buffini is the founder and chairman of Buffini & Company, and he said it earlier. For 20 years, he's been speaking and training. They've been in 37 countries and coached over 3 million people. They have this amazing system that help people with methodologies to achieve success. And Brian, maybe you could talk about how you guys, you know, what is the secret sauce to success?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get there?
Yeah, well, there's a few things. You know, it's interesting you're talking about Inc. magazine. You know, I think one of the things is you got to be voraciously open to learn. And I've been a subscriber to Inc. magazine since I don't know when, and I always get one thing, right? And I think that's one of it. You got to have that curiosity.
Right.
You got to have that desire, and I think that's a big thing. But I think mindset for me was you got to get your head on straight, right? You got to have your thinking on straight. You know, it's for me, a guy like a Jim Rohn, if you remember Jim Rohn.
Yeah.
He was very instrumental in helping me, you know, develop my business philosophy. You know, it's like you got to know, like, what do you believe and what do you think is possible? And, you know, what are the principles that you're going to apply in your business? What are the no matter what's? What are the standards, you know? And so you got to have your thinking cap on. It's like, okay, got to get your head on straight. What is it you believe? I mean, if you believe that 50% of millennials in a recent survey said that the American dream is no longer possible, Well, that's a philosophy issue. It's also it's a passport issue because they need to get on an airplane and go travel and then come back and kiss the ground.
Right.
You know, because someone on welfare in the United States is currently in the top 20% of earners in the world. So if you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere would be the opposite of New York, you know what I mean?
Right.
So your philosophy. And then the second is you got to have the juice. You got to have the motivation and the fire to do it. And motivation is, somebody came to me so recently and said, you know, I've been to motivational seminars. I used to listen to motivational stuff. I used to read, but it wears off. And I go, yeah, so does bathing. That's why we do it daily, you know? you brush your teeth. You know, it's like, oh, I brush my teeth. I went to the Tony Robbins brushing seminar. You know what I mean? Like, hang on a second here. You can't just do it once.
Right.
You know, every day you need a new day. You need to get fired up. And then you have to have the practical applications. Because there are people who do all the motivational stuff, and they're really fired up and really positive, but they don't do anything, so they're jacked up and they're broke. You follow?
Yep.
So mindset, you got to have your philosophy. You have the principles and your thinking. You have the motivation is, you know, that's your energy, your drive, what you need to do to keep the juice. I mean, Alan, you are a fireball. You're a fireball. You're doing this stuff every day. You are an example of motivation just by who you are. I mean, you know, you've got all these things going on. You're doing all these great shows, and I've been a fan of yours. I know we got the Mutual Appreciation Society going on here, but you lose motivation and enthusiasm for what you do.
Well, I love what I do. And isn't it said if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life? So I don't have a job.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, and that's the entrepreneur fights to get to that place, right? And then ultimately, you got to have methodologies, which are your best practices, the highest and best use. And here's the thing. You got to have the humility to realize there's a bunch of people who've come before us who have experienced all these things. They've experienced the downs, the ups. They've experienced some of the shortcuts. They've figured things out, and they've written it down. They've put it on recordings and so on and so forth. So I came to America, and a guy in my office exposed me to a success seminar. My very first, like, month in real estate, 1987. And I heard Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Tommy Hopkins, Lou Holtz. I mean, I was like, what in the world is this stuff? And then they all started recommending books, and I wrote down the name of the books, and then I went and got the books. And now here's the thing. After you buy the book, the next step is to read the book.
Right.
Because it's a two-step process. There's a ton of people have a book, and then they don't do anything with it. And then after you read the book, the thing is to apply it.
Yeah.
And honest to God, I mean, as simple as that is, that's what I started doing. And I started, you know, you eat filet mignon and Spam doesn't taste too good anymore.
Right, yes.
Well, I started getting into growing myself. And I actually, years later, I was having dinner with a fellow named Jack Canfield, who was the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Oh, yeah.
And he says to me, he goes, Brian, you can double your income as fast as you double your self-esteem. And I thought, man, I'd never thought about that. But unconsciously, that's what I had been doing for years.
Right.
Working on myself. And that was, again, a Jim Rohn quote. Work harder on yourself, Brian, than you do on your job. You go from making a living to making a fortune.
Boy, isn't it true.
And I think, like what you're doing, what Inc. Magazine's doing, what all the shows you have, getting people to work on themselves, open their mind, work on themselves in every aspect, it shows up in the profit and loss statement. It shows up in production. It shows up in net worth. But you go work on yourself first, and then it shows up. If you apply it, it shows up in your bank account.
Right. You know, interesting, I'm listening, and I'm listening like the listener listens. I have so much I want to say, so much I want to ask, and admire you for so many things. But perhaps the one thing that is most admirable to me as a entrepreneur and a man listening to you is that you haven't lost your innocence. I think that's the way I have to say it, because you sound very alive. You're not bitter. You're better. You love life. You love your family. You love your people that work for you. You make sure that you keep that culture alive in your company, as I've watched in some of the videos that I've watched of you. But you're fun. The word fun is so important to me, because I only live one life. I'm only here for this short amount of time, and then I'll be gone. And I'm watching my parents at 89 and 85, and they still try to have fun, but you know, it's hard to have fun when you've got a bag hanging on your side or whatever it is, you know.
Right.
You know, and so I have this one life to live, and I want to have fun with people that I love and respect, and I want to honor them when they're not around, and I want to live the life that I think the Creator wants us to live, which is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These principles and these virtues and values that I see you also live. Here's another funny story for you about me. I didn't know there were other people in the world like this, because I was too busy living my life and just doing what I thought was right and trying to apply principles and trying to be especially when my wife had our first child, when the child was born, the father was born, to be a father that I could be proud of for my son and my children to come. But I met a guy the other day named Bob Proctor. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I didn't. So somebody said, you should interview Bob Proctor, because I can't make the interview today. And I said, well, if you think he's good, I'll interview him. They go, do you know who he is? And I go, no. And like they go, here, I'm going to text you his phone number. He's waiting for your call, because they had to back out of a call with me. And so they set up an alternate interview. And
how great is that?
I said, Bob, this is Alan Taylor. And he says, how you doing, Alan? And I said, can I interview you? I had no idea who he is. And to me, he's another one of these Brian Buffini, Zig Ziglar. I mean, these people that just have so much to offer our world. But let me tell you, fun. Fun is doing what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to know each other in front of the whole world. Nothing to be ashamed of. Everything to be proud of. I'm proud to be your friend. And I hope that, you know, we can make this really last a long time and help a lot of people to come to the light, you might say, and be successful and happy. That's what this is all about. That's what Inc. Magazine's about, right?
I'm in.
All right. Hang tight. We'll talk more on the other side. Now it's time to pay some bills. It's Inc. Radio. Stay with us.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio. My new pal, Brian Buffini, on the line. Wow, this is such a kindred spirit. A guy that I've been afraid to approach for 5 years or more, because he's just so much better at being me than I am. And I want to be more like me, like him, because I feel like I'm on that path. But, Brian, I say that because I think that a lot of people feel that way when they see you and hear you. They thought, I feel that way. I think that way. That's the same sparkle I have in my eye that he's got in his eye. So, but you're so good at it, and you've done such a great job, and you're a father, you're an immigrant, you came here with nothing, you've done so much, and it boils down to you've made commitments in your life. But the biggest one of all is the commitment you made to your wife and your family, Beverly. Mm-hmm. And I can see in a matter of moments, and anybody that goes to your website, BuffiniandCompany.com, or listens to the podcast or watch or whatever, there's so many things you could do in Brian's world, the Brian Buffini Show. There's so many things people can see immediately, your love for your wife and your love for your family and the people that work for you. BrianBuffini.com. You have really done a stellar job, and I salute you for what you do. But let's talk about family and your wife and your kids and that for a moment. This is not easy. This is a very difficult thing. People may be successful in business, but failures at this part.
Oh, yeah.
Give us advice.
Oh, yeah. And especially in the speaking business.
I know.
Because it's just rampant with, you know, guys with 4 and 5 divorces and yada, yada, yada. And it's commonplace. So it's an interesting deal. And again, look, I'm talking to you, who's been married 30 years, to the lovely Jan and Jerna Breaks. We're talking about not just the Mutual Appreciation Society for each other, but, you know, how we both know we married up. And we're both salesmen, and I'm still selling my wife today, you know?
yeah, me too.
You know, right? I mean, you gotta do it.
We can't help ourselves. God forgive us.
Yeah, but, it's, you know, here's the key. The key is, what are the principles and what's it all about? And, you know, building the relationship and making the commitment. And what does that really mean? And to me, you know, my bride and I, we've been together. We've known each other for 30 years. We've been married for 26. And at the end of the day, you know, the key is the commitment to grow, and you grow in different ways. You have different interests. You know, you create this freedom for each other. But at the end of the day, you're locked in together. Yeah. And it's, you know, for us, it's like, what are our priorities? What's important? Because I think this, it's easy to drift. I don't think most people actually intentionally go, I am going to totally hose up this relationship. I am looking forward to the day when my kids go off the reservation. Yada, yada, yada. I think it's just it's a small series of decisions that drift away from, what do we really want? What are we really trying to accomplish? You know, if there's a faith, you know, what does God want for us? And, you know, we kind of do this. We have once a week a small little meeting, done this for 26 years. Once a month we have a little longer meeting. And then once a year we go off site and talk about the Buffini family. Like, and I woke up to this was, I used to do this for my business, and I'd have my leadership offsite meetings, and I go, I need to do a family offsite.
It's awesome.
And so my bride and I get together. We've written out kind of our family's core values, and then we set our goals for the year, and then we sit down with the kids and have a conversation with them, and our kids have their goals and how that all works together. And, you know, at the end of the day, nothing's easy and nothing's perfect, but I would say this, if you took everything away and it all, you know, gone tomorrow, I mean, that's the only thing that really counts, and that's the only thing I really feel like I've won at in life. You know, the other stuff is there, and it's great, and it's been good. But, you know, I mean, and here's the thing. I'm the immigrant. I came up with nothing. And what normally happens, you know, as a quote I say all the time, is that a man or a woman becomes the person they are because of the challenges they overcome in their life, and they proceed to remove all challenges from their children's lives.
Right, so, which spoils them, unfortunately.
Yeah, and so, you know, the big thing earlier on, you know, I think the two things that I think has really worked for our family is, you know, what's our core values, who are we, what are we all about, and then the other thing is this, a spirit of gratitude. And you were talking about earlier, like, there's an innocence about me and whatever else, and there is, I agree, and I've never really heard anybody say it like that, but where it comes from, Alan, is I have a genuine spirit of gratitude. I'm very thankful. Every morning I wake up, legitimately, I'm thankful that I live here. I'm thankful for the opportunities. I'm thankful that people think you know, they come to the seminars and thousands are, we, whatever, they're, you know, we put out a podcast and they show up and they're hundreds of thousands. Like, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
I am very thankful. I'm thankful for this opportunity to be with you right now. I'm learning. I have a page full of notes listening
to you. I'm thankful for you. And you are a shining example of what we should all be. So stay with us. Brian's going to teach us on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. It's Ink Radio.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
You know, I know this song is not about what I think it is, but it's so right because I get knocked down, but I get back up again. And Brian Buffini, you and I have both been knocked down a few times. Brian Buffini joining me right now. BuffiniandCompany.com is the website. You can find Brian at BrianBuffini.com, his podcast at The Brian Buffini Show, all things Buffini. And he's my hero that I'm finally getting the chance to talk to. And I, he's, you know, six children, married for 20-some-odd years, 26 years married, a successful business. But let me tell you, along the way, both of us have been knocked down and gotten back up again. I was interviewed one time because I was on Regis and Kelly on ABC, and I have been for 18 years as one of their reoccurring guests. And my local town did this interview with me because I had a picture of me and Regis, and he was, you know, I mean, I love Regis. And they said to me at the very end, they said, "What do you attribute your success to?" And I said, "All of my failures in life." Because without those failures, I would have never had the character to know how to deal with this success that I'm having, that I'm enjoying, but it could all go away tomorrow. So here is the time now for us to learn from the great white Buffini.
Well, so, you know, it's funny you're talking about it because that song would be the song that my brothers would most associate with me, not from a drinking standpoint, but, you know, here's the thing. We've all been there. And you know, you're not an entrepreneur. You got Inc. magazine, and I'm looking at the covers. Here's how to your first billion, and this and that.
Right.
And all of those things are fantastic. But the truth of the matter is, do you want the story or you want the whole story? You know, you're not an entrepreneur until you've had to write a personal check to make payroll.
That's right.
Okay. You know, and it goes up and down, and it's not this guaranteed thing. You have to dance with it. I mean, here's the thing. We grew at, on average, 49% a year as a company for 10 consecutive years.
Wow.
And then we hit the worldwide economic recession centered in real estate.
Yep.
Now, at the time, one out of every, and is back there again, but one out of every eight homes in the United States, one out of every seven homes in Canada is sold through our client base. Okay? $650 billion, or four times the gross domestic product of the country I came from. And so, all of a sudden, we had all our eggs in that basket. We had only one industry we served, and that industry went through heck and back.
Yeah.
And so, guess what? You're going to get your head handed to you. You know, you're going to experience things. I was writing, you know, seven-figure checks to my own company. And so, you're going to go through that.
Yeah.
And, but what did it get back to? What are your principles? What do you stand for? You know, I had consultants come, "Hey, Brian, you've done great. Hey, if you close it down and there's this write-off and you can take your money here and you've got all your real estate holdings and yada, yada." And my wife and I are like sitting in a meeting listening to these consultants going, "Are you kidding me? Our mission is to impact and improve the lives of people. That was the mission, you know, 15 years ago. That's the mission today." So here's what we did. We sold some of our assets, wrote checks, keep the thing open, made it a more efficient business, came out of the recession as a, you know, and my phrase was, a recession is a terrible thing to waste. And we became a far more efficient business.
Right.
We now do more business than we ever did with half the number of people, with a much lower expense factor.
So you learned,
portfolio.
You used it as a way of refining your own company. Now, I've got two exact minutes left.
Yep.
I need three pieces of really important information these people can take away with them. Give me three tips on personal growth.
On personal growth, I would say, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. and you got to make it a lifestyle. Okay, so you got to every single day. You know, don't keep up with the Kardashians, or you know, you got to put the good stuff into your head. Good stuff in, good stuff out.
Right.
Number two, you got to embrace a spirit of gratitude. Make a list of everything you're thankful for. If you start the day with that and you come back to that, it is impossible to have entitlement and gratitude at the same time. It is impossible to have cynicism and gratitude at the same time. They can't occupy the same cup, if you will. And then the third thing I would encourage you to do is go for it. Just go for it. You got to go. Trust yourself. Don't worry. Be reasonable in your research, and then go try. Success and failure are just feedback. And failure is not a person, it's an event. You're going to have us. Everyone has us. Go for it.
I love it.
But go for the thing that really lights you up. And just do it in a way that has some kind of a plan.
And if you need help, if you need help, everybody, in our last moment, Brian Buffini, BuffiniandCompany.com, they have telecoaches, they track your progress, they hold you accountable, and they cheer you on. I love what you do. I love you. You're a great dude. I can't wait to meet your wife and your children and your family and continue our relationship. And hopefully, folks, you'll hear Brian more on this show. Brian Buffini, you're the best, man. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Alan. You are the best. Love being on with you today.
I appreciate that. All right, guys, now it's your turn to go pick up this month's issue of Inc. Magazine, which is the Inc. 500 issue. Again, America's fastest growing private companies. You should be in this book someday. With our help and Brian's help, maybe you will. We'll see you next week right here on Inc. Radio. On the track, even 100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.